630-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three. Today's show here this Tuesday, October 21st edition. What do you believe is the public's perception of the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency? Blocker said it's pretty negative from the standpoint that agents are wearing masks and going after people who came as guest citizens to perform jobs that native-born Americans don't want to do, whether it's seasonal jobs or farming jobs. Nobody wants to have a criminal element inside our border, but, Blocker, do you understand when you use the word but, you just negate everything you just said? But this country is a melting pot for people. What we're seeing now is that people are not convinced that the people ICE is picking up are people who shouldn't be in this country right now. Do you read or do you watch any of the national news coverage where they have shown the pictures, the tattoos, and the list of laws these people have broken? Been criminally charged and released by liberal judges back into our society. Are you serious? You're even going to make that statement? I am absolutely convinced that they're going after the worst people, picking them up and shipping them the heck out of here. I'm not convinced that the people ICE is picking up are people who shouldn't be in this country right now. Wow. Other political pundit Ben Covering said the polling is showing the issue is actually split along party lines while trending to be negative overall. I know a lot of progressives who sincerely believe that this is 1939 Germany all over again. And they're imagining what they will do if confronted by brown shirts during a deportation raid. The conservatives I know believe ICE is doing its job and that law and order are most important. But now they are even beginning to have some questions. No, we're not. I don't even think you even know any Republicans, Van Covering. Well, again, there seems to be a vanishing middle here. Everybody seems to be taking either an extreme left or a hard right, seeming to make the rest of us feel silly for believing we should have a legal immigration process here in the United States. Well, the very liberal Sharon consultant said ICE are masked terrorists who are invading our communities. You know why they're wearing masks, lady? Because you guys are taking pictures of them on your cell phones and doxing them on social media. Where people now are realizing, whoa, my next door neighbor is an ICE agent. She goes on to say they're kidnapping people. They're putting them in vans and carting them away to concentration camps. That's just not a perception. That's what is really happening. Law enforcement doesn't wear masks, but yet these ICE agents wear masks because they know what they're doing is illegal. anyone who doesn't share that perception is either a partisan hack or they've been bamboozled by propaganda. This isn't just my perception. It's what's really going on. And a lot of people feel the same way. Well, one of them who doesn't is the Republican Scott Greenlee. He said the opinions are fortunately split along partisan lines. Most Republicans and independents understand the law and appreciate that they are like other law enforcement, simply enforcing the laws as written. Democrats are simply against the president. They're trying to utilize scare tactics to attempt to inflame citizens and move public opinion against the president and the Republicans as well. This is nothing more than the rule of law issue. If you are in our country or any country illegally, you are by definition breaking the law and should be subject to the law of the land, which in this case is deportation to their country, to where they came from. Of course, we all remember the Democrats pushing the defund the police movement. So the fact that they're rallying against law enforcement, another division of law enforcement, ICE, is nothing new. But this time it feels even more partisan than when they have done all this stuff before. Last question. Why does it feel like fewer Americans are actually caring about the federal government shutdown? Or is that not the case? Well, again, then covering, shutdowns have become routine political theater. Many Americans assume essential services will keep running and that the politicians will ultimately patch things up. All of this adds to the deep public cynicism that most people feel. Washington is dysfunctional, regardless of which party you're in. And it's easy to see why the outrage fatigue has set in. What seems more important is a highly polarized public, that it's not on their side, the politicians, and seeing who will ultimately cave in. This keep it shut down so as long as our side wins is going to be the end of our public service community. Interesting. Keep it shut down. We don't need government, especially federal government. Lansing's open, Washington isn't. Pretty interesting. Greenlee, Republican, said the federal government is bloated. Until a lot of people believe that they're missing essential services that start impacting daily lives, they'll continue to believe that things are just fine. I, for one, am pleased that the president and his team have found workarounds for several things that are important. Military and law enforcement are being paid. Frankly, I hope this exercise gives the president more chances to save more taxpayer dollars on things that some people deem nice but not necessary, or could actually be handled by the private sector if, in fact, the demand is actually there. Last political consultant, Blocker, said until a person's Social Security check or some other government payment isn't being put into their account, they're not likely to see much outcry. Well, see, that's one thing they don't understand. There's no more Social Security checks. They are directly deposited into our savings and checking accounts. Social Security came just fine on October 1st. and it's going to come just fine on November 1st. Well, his last statement is kind of interesting. Some people have the tendency not to care if it doesn't impact them. That being said, I commend the Democrats for standing up and using whatever leverage they have. However, I want to be clear. The presidency, the House, and the Senate are all under Republican control. It's amazing that they've been able to convince anybody that this shutdown is, in fact, the Democrats' fault. Well, it is. The Republicans have taken 8 votes in both the House and the Senate. All the Republicans have voted to open the federal government back up. They need 5 Democrats to cross over and vote with them, and they refuse to do it. Honestly, I hope they don't open the federal government back open until next year. We've got another deadline coming in November. Blow right through it. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, it's all on autopilot. You do not need any human beings at all to get those benefits. That's number one. Number two, the longer these bureaucratic agencies and departments are closed, guess what? Maybe they are non-essential. Maybe, just maybe, Donald Trump will say, you know what? You're fired. You're not coming back. Shut those departments down. Sell the buildings. Put them on the open market. See how many federal buildings can be sold in Washington, D.C. and Virginia. You want to cut the federal budget? Keep the government shut down. The longer you Democrats won't vote with the Republicans to open it back up, gives just Donald Trump more time to do exactly that. A lot of these Democrat programs, departments, agencies that you guys love so much, well, guess what? Evidently, they're non-essential. We don't need them. You're fired. And sell the buildings. We'll see if Donald Trump starts doing it. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Again, I want to remind you about the Bourbon VIP dinner tomorrow night at the Iron Pig South location. It'll be Wednesday, October 22nd from 6 to 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Address is 4029 Old US 27 Highway South. You get off at exit 279 off I-75, go south 1 mile, and it's located on the east side of the road. You can get your tickets today and tomorrow morning when you're hearing the repeat of this show at 8:52 a.m. tomorrow morning. You can still go to ironpigsmoke.com and get your tickets for tomorrow night. Just text me B for bourbon. It is a bourbon tasting dinner. You can get your tickets online, ironpigsmoke.com. This Saturday, October 25th, text me Expo. I'll send you the flyer for the homesteaders. They've got a bunch of booths, vendors, people showing up there, along with some presentations. So text me Expo. I'll send you the flyer. It's happening Saturday morning from 10 to 4 in Gaylord Fellowship Church there on West Street. Text me Expo. I'll send you the flyer. Lastly, Turning Point USA, the 9th Congressional District Republican Youth, are hosting a Charlie Kirk Life Memorial. It's going to be held Sunday, November 2nd, not this Sunday, but a week from Sunday, down at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan, Clare County. If you haven't seen this venue yet, you need to come to it. The gates are going to open at noon. They're going to be playing music, people arriving. 4 o'clock, they're going to have a church memorial service on the mountain, and then at 6:30, the event will begin. They'll have speakers lined up. It's going to be a great event Sunday, November 2nd. Text me Kirk, K-I-R-K. I'll send you the flyer. We're going to be producing a commercial today for it and turning it into a YouTube video. Now, I have produced the interview with Dave Ajima, where we're talking last Tuesday. A week ago today, October 14th, we talked about the peace plan, 2025 peace plan. And Dave gave us a history about Islam. So if you would like that YouTube, text me Dave. I've stored it in my phone under Dave Ajima. So if you text me Dave, D-A-V-E, I'll send you the link to that YouTube video, and you can share that as well. Lastly, one of our listeners, Michelle Durst, has put together a Lamar billboard. It's going to be mounted in Sheboygan County there at the M33 Junction. It's a picture of Charlie Kirk the day he was shot, wearing his white Freedom T-shirt, pointing to the crowd. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Charlie Kirk, 1993 to 2025. And she had to put somebody's name on there as a paid for by. She called me and asked me if I'd be willing to let them use my name so that they could get Lamar to put the billboard up. So it's paid for by the Friends of Trucker Randy Bishop. If you'd like to donate some money toward this billboard in Sheboygan County, text me billboard, and I'll send you Michelle Durst's name and phone number. You can get a hold of her, and she's willing to take checks, cash, Venmo, whatever you guys want to do to help her pay for the cost of putting this billboard up. It's a totally pro-life memorial to Charlie Kirk right there in Sheboygan County. And I appreciate Michelle reaching out to me. I was glad to help. She didn't want her name on there. She didn't want anybody else's name. She said, "You're already a public figure. If you don't mind, can we use your name?" I said, "Sure." Because some people at these No Kings rally actually applauded when they talked about the, somebody asked them a question, "Well, what about the assassination of Charlie Kirk?" These people actually smiled and applauded and cheered. So if you support Charlie Kirk, you're obviously putting a target on your back for these people. I've got so many targets on my back right now. Just add another one. I don't care. So again, if you want the commercial and the flyer for this event on November 2nd, text me Kirk. And if you want to help Michelle's effort on that Charlie Kirk billboard, text me billboard. And the YouTube video, Dave, or Dave Ajima's discussion with us last Tuesday, October 14th. The peace plan of 2025 and the history of Islam. If you haven't heard it, you need to text me, Dave. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memory caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer.